When the Wilderness Act was passed in the 1960s, one main concept was to keep mechanization out of areas declared as wilderness. Years later, the Forest Service specified that would include one human-powered device, the mountain bike. Now those enthusiasts are asking lawmakers to sponsor legislation that would allow bikes in. Ted Stroll, president of the Sustainable Trails Coalition, says the machines have a very minimal impact.
Riding a mountain bike is quiet, slow-moving, and environmentally benign. It is ironically much more environmentally benign than uses that are currently permitted in wilderness, such as commercial profit-making horse and pack stock trains that go into wilderness areas all over the western United States and do a tremendous amount of damage to meadows, trails, and streams and lakes.
One who feels the bikes are not appropriate is Mike Peterson of the Lands Council of Spokane, one of 116 groups that sent a recent letter to Congress opposing efforts to allow the bikes into wilderness.
It impacts wildlife when someone's rushing through the woods on a mountain bike. They're going, you know, five or more times faster than you could walk, and so that's a very big difference on wildlife. They cross through creeks, they cause erosion if they're on steep trails, they displace rocks, they tend to run over plants that are near the trails. Trails get widened because they, you know, form dips and there's mud puddles, and so then you have wider and wider trails.
There may be room for compromise with some conservation groups, however. Susan Drumheller of the Idaho Conservation League, which did not sign on to the letter for Congress, issued a statement hinting compromise is possible. It says, quote, "Our approach is to work out boundary issues before wilderness legislation is enacted. We're also interested in alternative designations where mountain biking could be allowed while preserving conservation values," unquote. The mountain bike proponent says it's hoped some members of Congress will craft legislation this spring to modify the Wilderness Act. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.